Are you cheating on yourself? How many times have you made a promise to yourself and not kept it? You and I often make promises to others and are meticulous about keeping them, doing what we promise to do. But when we make promises to ourselves, it's often different. It's much easier to find reasons or excuses for not doing what we promise ourselves, or putting it off by procrastinating. Why do we do this? Why do we cheat on ourselves? Why, when we've decided to be, do, or have something, do we cop out, not follow through and take the actions we already know we need to take to fulfill the promise? Here's the thing. I really don't know the answer to these questions. Unless, of course, it's another case of 42, whatever you want it to be, or whatever excuse you or I can come up with to justify not fulfilling our promises to ourselves, even though we may be really committed to fulfilling promises we've made to others. I said I don't know the answer to this, but I do, but only as it applies to me personally. And each broken promise has a slightly different answer. I have no idea how it applies to you, what your reasons are. What I do know, though, is every time you or I break a promise to ourselves, cheat on ourselves, and fail to do something or other we needed or wanted to do, we think we have a reason. How can you and I fix this? Well, I do have an answer, and it's about faith. Not faith in a religion or some external entity, although this can help, but faith in ourselves. It all depends, when we're thinking about keeping promises to ourselves, how much faith we have in ourselves. How I can help, through the Freedom Academy, is to help you build that faith.